Om Shanti. Today is a very special day. Do we greet each other just by saying Om Shanti, like every day is Om Shanti? Are we greeting each other with the same wordings, Om Shanti, or we are also greeting with each other with extra filled joy? In this greeting, what extra is filled in it? Today's greeting or yesterday's greetings? What shine, what sparkle, what power has been filled in the greetings? You received greetings from Bhaktada yesterday. You received it. And you also gave greetings to Baba. And how did Baba acknowledge? We did not say, "Happy birthday, Baba." No one said, no one sang a song. Happy birthday to you. When we sing the song, birthday of each other, we really sing and we create that joy. And yesterday, Baba acknowledged the joy, the love of the greetings that he received from Amrit Vela. Did all of you really give greetings to Amrit Vela, or had forgotten that tomorrow, today is birthday? This is the beauty of Baba's love. Out of hundreds of thousands, even a few greet him, no? I'm sure not everyone had that awareness. Yeah, it's Shivaratri. But to greet Baba, to welcome him, some of definitely had this memorial awareness, and some were reminded by others when the song was played, and some by hearing the murli came awareness, gradually became conscious of the birthday. Am I right? Those who think that yes, it was for you as well, or you were so had in the morning, from morning there, came gradually, no? But Baba acknowledged that everyone was greeting him. So what is the secret of Baba sharing this? We didn't speak. When Baba was there, we did not speak loud either. When Baba came, welcome Baba, happy birthday. This is what Baba practically did to create the zeal and enthusiasm in each other. This is what he practically said, that when you celebrate this spiritual birthday, when you meet each other, you create zeal and enthusiasm, you make them cooperative, and you make them feel that that's here, you are giving them, expressing your joy. So Baba gave us greeting, received our greetings, and how he mentioned that it was the joy and love that he felt. This was true. I mean, of course, everyone loves Baba. And happiness. Today Baba is coming. Today Baba is coming. Just every time Baba comes, but it is Shivratri today. It's a special birthday. It's a difference. Baba is coming, 100% everyone had this thought. Because that's why we came. But he is saying celebrations, congratulations of birthday. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And how did we got the return of our love and happiness? What did he do? It's first time since as many years Baba is coming, he opened his arm. The heart was opened. As he disclosed his heart throne, here it is open, my heart throne is there, and you come and climb and sit on this heart throne. With words, with his eyes, with his vibrations, he had done this many times. But this with the open arms, which made us feel that yes, his heart is for us. And our heart throne is for Baba alone. And he says, I embrace you with these arms and your garland around my neck. What is the meaning of the garland of arms? Garlands of arms means when you meet, embrace each other, the heart touches the heart. It's the heart-to-heart communication, heart-to-heart relationship. It's to feel that what is called the joy, you know, it's called dhadkan, means the palpitation. How much love he has for the children. And so his return of love was really to create this enthusiasm in us so that we are also able to have same for others, even this some percentage, but make it feel complete, full for others. And importance of birthday. What is the uniqueness of this birthday that he made it really, really see us? It is not only his birthday. It is our birthday as well. It's a wonderful celebration, wonderful birthday memorial which is remembered on the path of devotion as well. On the path of devotion, only Shiva's birthday is remembered. But what is wonderful when we realize that Baba has come, when he expresses him, he mentioned pyar and dular. Pyar is love and dular is to just cajole, to be in communication, share that love. Very loving feelings for each other. He said, he does not come alone. Shivaratri, Shiv Jayanti means incarnation of Baba. Coming on this earth. For what? It's the purpose of coming. And he comes, so he creates two things at the same time. Of course, today he said, when he comes, he does not come alone, he creates the subtle region for us. And yesterday he also said, that he doesn't come alone. He comes to create the yajna. And for the elevated task of performance of yajna is performed by only Brahmins. And in order to create Brahmins, certainly, then he has to create Brahma. And in order to make Brahma feel what is your aim and object, how elevated you are, he had to create the subtle region. Like today or yesterday, he said. To make Brahma believe and feel that this is your perfect form. I use your vehicle, I am incorporeal. And if Brahma Baba does not have his vision of perfection, others might not have the same belief, because if Brahma Baba is not convinced and experienced, how could others be convinced and experienced? And so in order to give Brahma Baba this experience and make him realize your perfect form is this angelic form, I create this. Your form is perfect Vishnu form. This is what you become, a divine perfect being. And your avyakta form is Shankara form, bodiless form. And so this subtle form, this subtle quality of purity of Brahma, the quality of silence of tapasya of Shankara, and the quality of bliss of Vishnu. So it is called Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. It is not only called Shiv Jayanti. Everywhere is written Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. And in that Trimurti, we Brahmins are creation. He doesn't come alone. He comes as Trimurti Shiva. And Trimurti first is Brahma, purity. And in order to completely clarify and clean of the past influence and negative or impurity or whatever it is called, is Shankar, is the first way. Completely let go of body consciousness, let go of my and I. And this balance, bliss, Vishnu, what you become, a perfect being. So what is created is purity as well as wisdom. Shiv Baba comes, not only just to come, but he gives the knowledge. And knowledge, because we take, we become Brahmin. So Brahmin means knowledgeable soul and pure and peaceful souls. So has created a yajna. And so he doesn't come alone. He comes with a purpose. He comes to perform a task, which is done only at this time, at the confluence stage throughout the Kalpa. And that's why he says, it's a wonderful birthday. His birthday, his Trimurti Shiv Jayanti, is worth diamond. What made it diamond birthday? It's a wonderful, but it is diamond as well. It's valuable. It's a different aspects of life we come to know, just like a diamond has many facets. Our life was worth shells, empty, weak, easy breakable, and now it's a diamond. He makes our life valuable, shining. How it becomes? Because of this companionship with Baba. Company. Otherwise Brahmins are Brahmin, but whose birthday is worth diamond? What he said? What is that? It's a company we'll stay together. So he connected it that I come not alone, but here Brahmins, as soon as you take birth, you Brahmins stay with me. We stay together. We fly together. We return together. And then we play the whole cycle. Because after we return, Brahma Baba will not return with us. We will come with the hero, actor. We don't come with Brahma. Shiva Baba does not come in the golden age. So this realization that this relationship is not only with Shiva Baba, it's a relationship with Brahma, is relationship with the perfect Vishnu form or Narayan. It's a relationship of complete purity, bliss, no? Truth of the Sat Yuga of Narayan. So we come together again. And this realization that this birth is not an ordinary birth. We will rule together. And so, it's of course we will rule together, but what attention he draw, what it is, he, why he made this point that you should, we live together, we stay together, we fly together, we return together, and then come together. But most important is, what will make us come together and return together and fly together? Is don't make yourself lonely or alone. Don't be separated. Is most important, this was the most important attention. Don't be separated. This is why it's a, what makes you diamond, unbreakable, unshakable, shining, when you stay together. Don't allow the thought to be being alone. What will happen? What will happen if we are separated or we become alone? You know what is that? Maya will come. And then it means if Maya comes, will we remain strong? So then Maya should not even come. So it means we don't have to fight. Maya should run away from a distance. Why it is important, this companionship and company? So this powerful form of Maya cannot stay in front of this lighthouse. So Baba's company makes us also lighthouse. So sometime Baba says, and yesterday he did not use this word, but he said that it's like the lion, no? The tiger, lion, violent animals. When the fire is burnt or light is burning powerful, they don't come near the light. And so furious form of Maya, let alone attacking you, cannot come near you. And so he says, as much as I love you, he was expressing the feeling of his heart. He says, I am Dilaram. Dilaram, I want to give you aram, comfort from my heart. Why you make yourself alone? Gradually it will become loneliness. You won't feel comfortable. So Dilaram is with you, the one who has opened his heart, offers our deep love from his heart. Why should we go away from that? So this is why it is not just this consciousness. It's here, it's my birth is to stay in his company all the time. Sometimes we do feel, but he wants us to all the time. And that's why the time we feel, he also mentioned, what did you say? What did he acknowledge? With great love we say, when we remember him, sometimes, some, no? And yesterday was especially Amrit Vela. He gave the method, start the day with that loving relationship. Excuse me. Start the day, Amrit Vela. And Baba did say that this from the heart they were saying, my Baba, my beloved Baba, my lovely Baba. And when you say, my Baba, my lovely Baba, my beloved Baba, how does Baba come running? When you call this with great love? Ji Hazur, oh my Lord, I am present here. Ji Hazur, very beautiful expression. I am here present for you. I am in your service. So it's the power of love that attracts him. It's the power of love that connects us. It's the power of love that fills us. It's a love is there, and we call my Baba, oh Baba, it's a connection. Then feeling is that relationship, no? And the deeper the feelings are, the fullness is there. And he is present to give us more. So that's why I say Amrit Vela. Baba heard this song, oh my Baba, my lovely Baba, my dear Baba. And as Baba was remembering the children, yesterday was the day. The devotees were also calling him. Because according to the Indian bhakti calendar, yesterday and today is Shivratri. So even they don't have this basis of knowledge, no foundation of knowledge is not there, but still their love is there. And so Baba says, Baba also remembered the devotees. His vision just fell on how devotees are remembering with so much love. But the difference is, as soon as they remember it with love, they become busy. You know, in what they become busy? The difference between the devotees and the children. When we have this, oh Baba, my Baba, lovely Baba, is heart-to-heart conversation starts. It's a feeling of recharging or filling yourself. And then in his company, I'm a Brahmin, you perform that elevated task, divine task. And what do the devotee do? Yesterday Baba gave a very beautiful clarification on that. You remember what it was? He says, the divine act you perform, the divine act on the basis of this loveful relationship, you have performed, it can be offering It can be communication, it is relationship, it is surrendering yourself. Different act that you performed. Divine act. And these divine acts, people have, the devotees have copied that. The impression remained so deep that they are so clever to recall it, repaint it, remember it. So the difference is, we do divine act in practical form. And what do they do? They do? They are clever in that. You remember? What was it? What do they do? What one word? They copy it. The divine act you perform, they copy it. And so difference between the real divine act and the memorial, a copy, is a difference. The real is a real, filled with fragrance, filled with power. Anything real, real flowers, real sunshine, real thing is real, which gives the instant experience. Copy, they have to remind themselves. It's a reminder. And so even on the faith, on this basis of what they remember our divine act, certainly they do get reward. Because they do perform that act. And difference is, something is real, it stays longer. Copy. Unreal is temporary. So what were the four different things that they copy us? Which four things that we do in reality and they copy us? The first was, what was the first one? Fasting. And this fasting has two meanings. In Hindi, its translation is fasting, but in Hindi, the word is vrat. Vrat. And vrat comes from vritti, from the intention and attitude. And the other meaning of vrat is firm determination. It's not just fasting. Fasting is a process. Fasting is just like a memorial of that. But what is real? Vrat means your pure intention, your pure attitude, purity in life. It means when you are fasting, you are determined that you have controlled your mind and certain things are forbidden. That's why it's called fasting. No matter how much you like tasty food, but you are fasting, no? You cannot. Fasting means the things are there, but you have the power. Determined, your intention is you are controlled. You are determined to overcome it. It's self-control, self-natural discipline. And in that, first discipline is of sense organs, purity. So purity is the first determination that you have, and your purity attitude is that this is what I am. I'm controller of that. And so this purity, determination, self-discipline in a Brahmin life. And that is because it's a divine act. It is not only for one day, it's a divine birth and divine act for the whole life. So the taste, they have it. So they remember it. They practice, they have the fasting or discipline for one day. We have pure living, and also our food is also pure, food and drink. This is also that on Shivratri day they won't eat on the fasting day. Not only they live celibate, it's not only just one day celibacy, but that day or whatever, 7 days, 3 days, 5 days, they also practice this, like not only one day, some people have 5 days, some people have 3 days. Attention in this. But food. No temptation. So attraction and temptation. Its attraction is towards the human beings, and that makes us fall into impurity. Temptation is towards the food. So you have this fasting, you have pure food. It's our divine life, is there, our divine acts are there. They have made this memorial. And the third thing, what was the third thing? They still keep. Ji? Awake, yeah. They keep awake whole night. Awake whole night is jagaran, awakened. Attentive. So where means the darkness is not influencing them. Yesterday Baba defined a very subtle meaning of his awakening. It was just like in the day you are awake, the night you are awake. So making the night darkness into light. That was his meaning. Changing the darkness into light. That is awakening. And you dispel the darkness of two types. He mentioned two types of darkness you dispel. Which were two types? One is the sorrow of the inner sorrow, darkness of inner pain, inner sorrow. You are awakened. Mind sorrow is removed. His mind is now bright, shining. The sun of knowledge has appeared. Like the sun shining, mind is happy. And the other is the even the elements which cause sorrow, you remove that as well, because through the elements karmic account is created. It was a very deep aspect. You bring the light in the elements. of prakriti means what is it? It is just like the elements do not cause sorrow, and it's the elements. The vices come through the consumption of attraction towards these elements, no? Being influenced by body conscious. Attraction of food and attraction of wealth and attraction of comforts. These are the elements which is connected with karmic account. And so when you are awakened, you overcome these two types of suffering. Inner pain of the mind, suffering of the mind, and also what suffering has been created by the elements, you conquer it. And Baba says, the true devotees, those who are sattvic devotees, not selfish devotees, true devotees also experience happiness. They also not suffer when the situations come or problems come. So they also get the reward of this. So the first was vrata, determination, pure intention. Determination to live a pure life, celibate life, pure food. Third, awakening. The light, dispeller of sorrows, internal and external. And the fourth is also a memorial. What was the fourth one? The fourth one was sacrifice. Because we surrender our life, we surrender ourselves to Baba. We sacrifice in yajna. Yajna is created. And we give this offering of our life. But real offering is what? What real offering you did in that memorial, that offering has been created? My. And see, this offering, especially this goat which is offered, it is offered on Shiva is called Mahakal, and Shiv Shaktis are called Mahakalis. If Mahakali is offered goat, the goat animal, I do this, I want this, I understand this, only I can do this. You Brahmins had surrendered this as well. And those who had surrendered this in their memorial is the offering of this goat. And it's interesting, it's in one stroke. At once should be. With full determination, with full enthusiasm, with full faith, with this deep determination of I want to do this, I want to surrender myself. So you surrender this. But then this was a real mirror. How much I consciousness we have sacrificed. Or still this goat is saying, meh. I, the goat is still crying. It's a two type of cry, meh, little meh, ordinary meh, and subtle meh. inside and outside. So these two types of offering to my consciousness, I consciousness, these two Baba define, one is ordinary, other is deep, subtle. This ordinary is, I have taken this body to play my role, I am master of this body. I live in this, I take this costume and get a step away from this costume. That is ordinary I. But which I makes us dirty? The subtle I makes us unclean, dirty. What is mixed in it that it becomes dirty? What mixture makes it dirty? Baba spoke about three things, three mixtures in this I makes us dirty. What is that? This I consciousness is first when we take the knowledge, you know. In knowledge, it's I give this knowledge. I understand it. So it is knowledge. But in this I is subtle possessiveness of knowledge is also filled because we are knowledgeable. This experience of knowledge which making it its my knowledge. The Baba says it's a mixture of, it's a knowledge and yet is a mixture in it. I do service. The second thing is it is specialities of Baba that is working through you. It's Baba's specialities. But Baba's specialities, which is true, we should make it my own specialities. But when the reward comes, I cannot say it's my. Understand? On one side, Baba's specialities are my specialities. But it is in this consciousness, sometime Baba has spoken it, continue to do it, Karan Karavanar is making it happen. Is his specialities are being expressed through you. It's not your specialities. His specialities, which you have filled in it, is being given to others. So I am special, I am skilled. It's Baba's specialities. And then my name, my fame, my position, my achievements. Okay, you achieved. It is Baba's specialities. Karan Karavanhar, it make it happen. But then after this, my position, my name, my fame. Baba says, what is the best achievement of all? What is the best achievement all? You have found Baba. Baba belongs to you. Baba is mine. The world almighty authority is mine. What else do I need? Then I cannot say what I say it should happen. What I say that is right, this mixture of what my desire wish is that should be fulfilled, I am right. This mixture should disappear. This is offering. And this my Baba then makes you malamal, overflowing with everything. Means you will have name, you will have fame, you will have position, you will experience love, you will get everything. Malamal. It will be unlimited everything. Means your store is overflowing then. This is what is important. So then, finish this I, sacrifice this goat, and also other memorial, which he said, it's a memorial, but Baba wants now to make it real. What is that? It's interesting. He did not order it. He asked permission. He said, shall I tell you? Shall I ask you, will you do it? It was like a request. What was it? Offer the poisonous flowers. The poisonous flowers. And these akk flowers is milk. It has a flower, and if the milk touches your eyes, it makes you blind. So poisonous thoughts which don't make you block your vision to see the goodness. Waste thoughts. Offer the poisonous flowers of waste thoughts. He says, promise this. And it's a homework. This is a promise at Shiv Jayanti, because on Shiv Jayanti day we make some promise. It's a promise to finish this poisonous flowery thoughts. These flowery poisonous thoughts, to hear, to speak gossip, to be colored by that company. So think waste, hear waste, speak waste, unnecessary. So don't be colored with your own waste thinking, and don't color others, and don't be colored by the waste of other thinking. And yesterday he told a very deep philosophy. He concern why we should not do that. What would be a great loss if I do not fulfill this promise? You remember? What was it? If we do not do this homework, yeah, the Murali, which is Brahmin, essential for Brahmins, when this poison is filled in our thinking, the Murali we cannot churn, we cannot remember, we cannot share with others. It's a blockage. It's a great damage. So the income that I am going to see would not be. The joy of, yeah, Murali was very good. The blessing was very, very good. Yeah, I don't remember now, but it will come in my mind. Murali was so beautiful, so good. So Baba says, no. Just think how much loss, damage is caused through these poisonous flowers. The joy of conversation with Baba, the joy of sharing knowledge with others, to keep the intellect clean. All this is big loss is there, no? So this is why for my benefit, I need to give this, offer this poisonous flowers as well. Not they, on the path of bhakti, the memorial, they don't offer rose flowers or other flowers, but akk flowers. And so Baba says, would you like to do that? Would you like to do that? Offer it? Yeah? Really? Okay. So what is the method? Which four things you said, if you do it with four things in attention, it will not come back. It comes back. You give and it comes back. Which four things you pay attention to, so that what waste you have given, it will not come back to you. Ji? Kya? Take it, first check. It should be that your waste thoughts is gone to the interesting things which are in the world. Interesting, that's why you go, you think it's interesting news. And then you begin to go into gossip. Now change the interest. Look what it will bring to you, why I should be faced free from this waste. I'm really interested to be free. Create the deep interest in you for freedom. The second he said, there should be determination. Determination. Determined to be free from waste. Third thing was checking. Before you go to bed, you check during the day as well, but before you go to sleep, rest, check. Has it come back? Did I allow it to happen? And fourth, have courage. Because the influence which has been there, no? To be free from that. Courage not to share. Because sometimes people encourage you to share waste. Courage not to share. Courage to finish it. Many times it is because we have taken the color, we have influenced, have taken the interest. And then people, but you know, why don't you tell it? So you take courage to be free from that. That is actually in this aspect, the self-respect and this determination. And this courage, then Baba gives help, if these four things are there. Your own interest. Not that because the others are saying it. Your own determination, your own checking and your own courage. And then Baba said, Baba will give you what? A special gift. He does not tell what it is, but he will give a special gift. Realization that I have given, I cannot take it back, this royalty. Courage not to take it back. Royalty. If something is given to somebody and it comes back even by mistake, to keep it is not considered good. What it is called? So this is self-respect, no? Not to take it back. Something you have given to Baba, why should I take it back? And the other memorial on the path of bhakti, what is the next memorial? Which is automatically happening, and the devotees don't have to do it, but it keeps happening on the image of Shiva. You know what is that? That is, remember, three dots. Drop, drop, drop. So in Shiva's temple, on Shivalingam, they put a pitcher, a pot. On the stand above Shiva is a pot is there kept. And that pot is filled with water. And there's a tiny crack they make it, very fine, which allows only drop, drop to drop down on Shivalingam. This is how they make it. If you go in Shiva's temple, you will see this on Shivalingam. Is a stand is there, and on that stand, this pot is there. It's filled with water, and drop, drop, drop by drop goes on the Shivalingam. And so Baba says, then remember this. This is just put three dots, three drops. I'm just a dot. I remember Baba, the dot. And I put a full stop to the past. Past is gone, a dot. So this is dot with the relationship with Baba, which is spiritual dot. Spiritual zero point. People also have the importance of dot. So we love Shiv Baba, we love ourselves, our stage. We say, I am a dot, Baba is a dot, full stop, drama is a dot. And what do people love and remember? They count money. 10, 1 dot, 100, another dot, 1,000. Multiply income. And for us it is also multiplying the income. This is also we have to remember. So why is Baba saying this? Baba loves us. So why he gives all these things? What is his vision of love? What he wants us to become? What does he want us to become? Number one. Become number one, and everyone can become number one in one of the specialities. Of course, kingdom is Lakshmi Narayan, and two are ruling, but it's number one. Any subject, you become number one. Become number one in remaining always cheerful. Always happy. No matter whatever happens, no trace of sorrow appears on your forehead or in your thoughts. Number one, ever cheerful, ever happy, ever fortunate. Become number one in glorifying Baba through your practical life. This is also number one. Become number one through your behavior, through your chalan, through your attitude, through your connection and relation with each other. Number one. In any subject. It's Baba's love. And on this love, on this day, he also gives the blessing. What blessing he gave? May you remain flying. Not climbing, not walking. Walking maybe we may fall, climbing we may slip, somebody, the foot can break. Free, fly. It's the blessings of the flying stage. May you remain always in flying stage. So remind these blessings every day. It's a blessing, it's a gift. Time is moving fast, but two things I want to share more. The importance of Abrahamic life. Why he has created this yajna and who are we? What are we? What did he remind us yesterday? We are the protectors of the yajna. Yajna rakshak. We not only just perform the elevated activities, but we are protector of the yajna. We are the support for the yajna. We are sustainer of the yajna. Of course, our centers are also yajna. But this service, when he was speaking about the servers from Indore, he was speaking the speciality because of yajna, because every time, in every season, there's different groups who come to serve the yajna. It's cooking, it's security, it's arrangement of the hall, it's transport. Means all these different types of service which is taken responsibility by the group who comes from whichever area they come. Sometimes it's Nepal, sometimes it is Bengal, sometimes it is Tamil Nadu, and sometimes it's Punjab, and sometimes it's Rajasthan. So this time it was Indore. And he says the more the service you give, the act of charity is accumulated. Punya karma. Pure actions are accumulated. The account is created. And so become number one. Pay attention to the four subjects. Yajna servers, yajna rakshak should pay attention to the four subjects. Which were four subjects? Jnana, yoga, dharana and service. No, that is for every Brahmins. He said, as just there are other four subjects, knowledge, yoga, dharana and service, for yajna servers, for yajna rakshak, which makes your fortune, great fortune, which connects you with yajna, and that is four subjects, body, mind, wealth and service. Through your life you serve others. Means karma yoga, body. Doing service with great love, not it's a pressure, it's a pleasure. With interest, with the deep feeling, with the heart. Wealth, of course you look after your center, but attention should be, first this is this big yajna. Because those servers come, they actually buy many things what is needed here. They fill in the stock for so many thousand people come. With wealth is also supported. And so it is the service through the mind, body and wealth, but also service from your practical life, so that when they see it, it's from the life how much service is done in a natural way. Serving with humility. serving with joy, becoming an example and sample. And so four subjects like this, in this way, Yajna Rakshak, pay attention to these four subjects also. And what did he say to all the double foreigners? Which one thing I noticed yesterday, curiosity, question, doubt, which many Brahmins have and keep asking. Yesterday Baba answered that. What was it? You Brahmins, you foreigners are not foreigners. You double foreigners are not double foreigners. You are originally Bharatvasis. And how many births you have taken? 4 or 5 births. So that's why some account, something. So this is a question. Have I gone for one birth? Have I gone for 2 births? So this was a question many Brahmins keep asking. So Baba replied yesterday. And it is for service, because if 2-3 births are there in that country, so the connection is created and you can serve them. How many languages those who go from India will learn? So you serve with your mother tongue naturally to the fellow being of your country, those who are there. You are there as messengers. You are there. Those who have gone far away from Baba, this was very important thing. Your face, your features, your joy should bring them close to Baba. That's why you have gone there. The joy that you received, happiness that you, all the things are so cleared. You have gone there, those who have gone far, to bring to Baba. I remember this Avyakt Bhavdada speaking to me. I just share this, my experience, how much he made me feel that it is not a separation. We went to London in 1974, myself and Dadi Janki. And because of the visa permanent stay there, we had to stay 4 years there. 4 or 5 years. Anyway, on the 4th year, we already got this permanent stamp to stay, to be residents of Britain. And so when the letter came from the Home Office, with great joy, we said, oh, we should go. So Dadi and myself both were there for 4 years nearly. And so when the passport, Dadi looked at it, her passport had to have been renewed. And my passport was ready, means I could come. Dadi said, why should you wait? You should go. And by the time, few days, it will take 8-10 days to be renewed, and then Dadi will come. So I came, such a like a feeling, I'm coming home, I'm coming to Baba. And it was interesting, without even my asking, Didi and Dadi had invited Bhavdada, Avyakt Bhavdada. I was so fortunate, Baba met me personally in Baba's room. In Baba's room in Madhuban. So Baba is sitting here in Gaddi, on Gaddi, and I am here. And I said to Baba, it means I would have done something not accurate, that I have been separated from you for so long time. Because in India I used to come so close, so near, and you would always say, go, clouds, go and shower and come back quickly. And this so many years I have been separated. And he said, the high tides of the ocean go very far. These high tidal waves are not separated from the ocean. Whatever is outside the ocean, these tidal waves bring that in the ocean. It means I have gone there to bring those who are separated from Baba, to bring them to Madhuban. And so this is yesterday. He said, "You have not gone. You have gone. Those who have gone far from Baba. You have brought them. You are bringing them near." And it's possible only when we remain near, no, in company, not alone with Baba. And that's what he said for Jhanda ceremony as well. You don't have to work hard. Just give the message, so that you don't repent afterwards. Suddenly things are happening. Fast speed has to take place. So I could not do this service. Do it now. Okay, there are other things as well that you would read the Murli and you will notice it. But these were the beautiful things which touched me. And I could repeat, revise with you. But there are many other things as well. Each time you dive deep in the ocean, you get a beautiful jewel from Baba's Murli. Om Shanti.